Michelle Franzen. In Texas, one person has died in the wildfires burning out of control in the Panhandle. The smokehouse fire, now the largest in state history. ABC's Mola Lange is in the town of Fitch.
Homes reduced to ash. Mallory Wilhelm raised her five kids in their home of 11 years.
When you first put eyes on it, how'd that hit you?
Oh, made it feel real. Didn't feel real. It still kind of doesn't feel real.
President Biden in Texas today. He'll be discussing the migrant crisis at the border and calling on Congress for more funding. Former President Trump also visiting the Texas border for a campaign event. House lawmakers set to vote on a temporary spending bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow. The Senate must also approve the stopgap measure. A day after Mitch McConnell announced he'll step down from the leadership role in November, Senator John Cornyn officially announcing he's in the running to replace McConnell as party leader. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Two Rivers say they're getting more tips and information about a missing three-year-old boy since the FBI offered a $15,000 reward. Volunteer searchers combed several areas around Manitowoc County yesterday. Elijah Vu has been missing since Tuesday of last week. Law enforcement is still asking for the public's help. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's largest source of carbon emissions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle Lacrosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Drought conditions expanded by over 50% in Wisconsin in today's report from the USDA. Now nearly two-thirds of the state is experiencing drought, with severe drought in southwestern and north-central Wisconsin. That's up from about 40% a week ago. Here, the worst drought conditions are roughly south of I-90 and north and west of the Wisconsin River, including most of Richland, Sauk, Vernon, and Crawford counties. Abnormally dry conditions have expanded to nearly 91% of the state. Conditions are now similar to what they were last October. Fire danger conditions remain elevated in southern and western Wisconsin because of ongoing drought and current windy conditions, as well as a lack of plant growth this time of year. 83 wildfires have happened so far in Wisconsin this year. At this time last year, there had only been 7 wildfires across the state. The DNR says to use caution when burning anything outdoors, as it is still dry and the high winds could spread fires quickly. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but you know, that's what reality is right now. Move on. But yeah, every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69. But one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to the low 50s. Winds will become a bit breezy though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow too, we'll bump up to the mid 50s. Right now, it's 35.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by author Brett Kissinger and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Vice President Ron Books. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
On air, 1490 a.m. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Sam Davison in the executive producer and engineer chair today, Mr. Zommers, and our hump day camel feeling a little ill. Sam, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time on a late notice to fill in today. We appreciate you. Normally, you are with Gordy and John in the morning here at WMDX, but you filled in a couple of times. We've worked together, actually, for Mr. Kreitlow's show when he was on vacation. And tell if you're from Wisconsin and you're a graduate of?
UW-Madison.
There you go. Yeah. A Badger. Fantastic. A Badger.
Yeah, but let's get the up north. Let's get the up north connection first.
All right, Pat Kreitlow.
Where he's from? Where he's from?
Sam Davison, the pride of Ringle.
The pride of Ringle, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, Trigby is also, and you know, Kreitlow, of course. We welcome into the program, as we always do on Crossover Wednesday, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of the...
I stopped waiting for introductions so long ago, I just barged right in here.
The aforementioned Up North News Radio, heard every morning from 6 until 8. And, of course, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Trigby Olson, like myself, a former Republican and now part of the Lincoln Project, a senior advisor thereof. Gentlemen, we welcome you one and all, both back from a little well-deserved time off. And breaking news at the top of the hour, Jane Matinair on Matinair on Air broke it just before the top of the hour on her program. But from Washington, D.C., the Republican leader in the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell, announcing a few moments ago that he plans to step down as the Republican leader in November after the elections, says he will finish out his term in the U.S. Senate from Kentucky. But this is going to have far-reaching implications. We expect the leader or the minority leader to go to the well at any minute in the Senate to announce this himself, but news has leaked out. Pat Kreitlow, start with you. Thoughts on the resignation, at least I shouldn't say the resignation, but stepping down of Leader McConnell in November.
Well, I mean, it's again, one of those things where I kind of look at him the way I look at, say, Charlie Sykes and some others and say, how did you not know the thing that you were building was going to get up off the operating table and start smashing you, not just the people you wanted it to smash? So he has certainly gone through a lot in the era of Trump, but he was no less responsible for creating the era of Trump by doing things that history will never judge him wisely on, never judge him positively on, for the way that he circumvented, stole, you know, picks to the U.S. Supreme Court, among many other things. As a tactician, as a strategist, yes, he was way up there, but I feel like sometimes he used in powers in ways that he just doesn't get a lot of sympathy from me. Frankly, I've already moved on wondering who the heck Senate Republicans are going to turn to next, and does it get any crazier there? Do they start to look more like the House of Representatives, you know, next year?
Trivia Olson, you actually worked for Mitch McConnell at one time in Washington, D.C. Know him pretty well. Did some other work in Kentucky as well. Your thoughts on the stepping down of leadership position from Senator McConnell?
So Pat's comments make me smile because one of the thing about Democrats and McConnell himself, everybody is judged by whether you're a worthy adversary or not. So it isn't about which side you're on. I think the big thing that people have to understand that's coming is the I can hear myself in my phone because it's on the Twitter feed. Can you believe that? it was driving me nuts. I'm like, why am I talking to myself?
I do that all the time.
Here's the thing. You know, sometimes you get what you wish for. And Democrats are going to lose a worthy adversary. Joe Biden's going to lose a friend in a key spot in the crazy. That said, you know, as somebody who worked for McConnell and McConnell took sort of a different tack than I chose to take with Trump, obviously, I think he's going to be judged not by the things he did for conservatism as much as he's going to be judged by when he blinked. And in essence, like my colleague Rick Wilson said, just short of being right on a lot of things is where his legacy is going to end up.
Just short of being right. I like that. You're right. I mean, the reality is, had Mitch McConnell had a better backbone and truly impeached Trump when they had the chance, we wouldn't have the situation that we have right now. I mean, that's just the blatant reality of it. I agree with you, Trigvy, that I think that what's coming next on the Republican side of the aisle in the U.S. Senate is going to be much more like Mike Johnson in the U.S. House. And you're right. I mean, we had this White House meeting yesterday, right, with McConnell and Schumer. And then he had Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries and the president and vice president. And what leaked out of that meeting was everybody in that meeting, including Mitch McConnell, looked at Mike Johnson and said, are you crazy? What's your problem with supporting Ukraine? Pat Kreitlow?
I don't have any.
Go ahead. No,
I would just add one thing, and then I'd be interested in what Pat thinks to what I say. I'm not sure that, you know, there was this rumor last week that there were negotiations between McConnell and the Trump campaign. And it was primarily coming out of the Trump campaign that they were negotiating about endorsement. There's part of me that thinks he doesn't want to do that. And I don't know if he were to not endorse, how that impacts his legacy, but and how that would change, if in any way, because of all the other stuff, how Democrats see him. Pat, I'm just curious.
I've served, in the legislature. I have been a political journalist, so I want to kind of keep from being accused of being naive. But I kind of want to grab guys like Johnson and by the lapels and go, how about if you just do your job? How about if you just serve your country? You can be, again, you can have your values. You can have your party label. But when it comes time to show backbone when impeachable offenses are being run, you know, out of the White House, when it comes time to keep the country operating rather than shutting down, when it comes to, you know, backing our allies, and when they are backing others who are facing, you know, invasion and mass murder, there's times when you should actually be doing the job of being an elected official for the democracy of the United States first and foremost. Then I can look at my Democratic Party or Republican Party and say, where do I want to go from here? And right now, everybody just goes right to party. How do I make the party happy? How do I stay in power?
Trigvy?
That is so well said. I mean, that is what, in a lot of ways, I think is gutting the state of Wisconsin and the nation, right? Like things that we should all be rallying together to do and stand for as our values, our core values, are being, you know, infected with, and Trump is the central driver of the infecting of an inability for us to find common ground.
Before we run out of time in this segment, the Michigan primaries were last night, both the Republican and Democratic side. Lots of headlines being made. Oh, my gosh, is Joe Biden going to stub his toe here? As it turns out, the uncommitteds over in Michigan last night were exactly what Jeff Timmer predicted on this show yesterday. Jeff Timmer, the former executive director of the Republican Party of Michigan, now along with Trigvy, a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Here's what Jeff Timmer had to say last night as the election results were coming in the Michigan primaries. Here's Jeff Timmer from last night.
The big story is it's not just that Donald Trump continues to lose either three or four out of every 10 Republican votes. It's that those votes, those voters are never, ever, ever coming back to Donald Trump. Chlamydia is more popular than Donald Trump among college-educated white voters, especially white women, and even non-college white mainstream Protestant women. The fact that Donald Trump will never get their votes, that's the big story out of Michigan tonight. The way it should be covered, Donald Trump's results are much weaker than they appear to be, and Joe Biden's results are stronger than expected.
There you go. Jeff Timmer, Pat Kreitler, what say you?
It's right on the money in that, again, people want to look at, you know, that snapshot of who voted uncommitted right now. You can't do that in November. It's not that relevant. What's much more relevant is just what he said there. The swing voter, the suburban voter, the female voter, whatever, however you want to look at a particular niche, because in a close election, every niche is going to matter. And there are some niches that are never going Trump's way, no matter how much he wants to scratch them. I knew I could not get the niche and the scratch thing right. But anyway.
Well, it just reminds me, on some college campuses, chlamydia is still pretty popular. And, you know, the fact that he said, you know, I mean, chlamydia is more popular than Donald Trump, I don't think that's wrong, Trigvy Olson.
Well, Timmer is a rather loquacious guy, and he has a way with words as well. So, yeah, I would say that's pretty true. On college campuses with women, Trump is about as popular as chlamydia.
And
the
remember,
it's going to be, it will be, can we get these women to press on their men about it?
Right. But remember as well, when we talk about swing voters, it is, yes, it's important to talk about who can you win over and who will show up in November. It is also critically important to remember who can you, and we're talking about Trump and the Republicans mostly, who can you keep home? Who can you, by muddying the waters so much, hello, Hillary Clinton, but her emails, how many people stayed home because they thought, oh, it's just too messy out there. And so they didn't go and vote for Hillary and gave us, you know, the hell that we've been through all these years. Look for a lot of that. You see it right now, right at this moment with, you know, House Republicans talking to Hunter Biden. And they're going to make stuff up coming out of that as well. It's about muddying the waters. And so it's so important for us and so many other people to say, you got to go vote anyway, and you got to think long and hard and make sure it's a good vote.
Pat Kreitler, about a minute and a half left. You've been a journalist, a political reporter, an anchor, and an elected official. In your opinion, is the media starting to take this even more whataboutism and giving more coverage to the perception of the defaults of Biden rather than cover the outrageousness of Trump? That's been my perception. It seems like the last 3 weeks there's been a noticeable change. Is it just me or is that real?
Yeah, it does appear to be getting worse, actually. And what I really saw last week while I was off was this whole note that this one, you know, star witness is arrested and thought to be a Russian asset. That should be a huge story. And it's not. And I don't understand that at all, because, again, I contend if the shoe is on the other foot, the coverage would be insane.
Absolutely right. You can catch Pat Kreitler every morning, Up North News of beautiful Lake Wissota, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 until 8 a.m. Patrick, thank you so very much. We wish you well, gotcha, my friend. On the other side, yep, Trigvy Olson and I take your calls and discuss more on what's happening in Wisconsin and nationwide in politics.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said,
I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday, February 28th, 2024, 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. If you're taking us with you on a noon lunchtime walk on a brisk day, it was Trigby. It was like summer here yesterday. It was like 70, and now we're in the 20s. It's crazy.
You know what, Todd? I'm not complaining because right. Yesterday it was in the 30s here, and really? Today it's in the 70s because your weather moved our way. So.
In the nation's capital.
I have really breaking news here, Todd.
Give it
I
to
just
me.
Received a text, and you're going to love this.
All right.
I have a heart. It says, "You have a heart of gold, Trigby. Kristi Noem's state allies just honored you at the state GOP headquarters. Read all about it here." I think that's going to be worthy of a tweet. I never knew that Kristi Noem respected my work at the Lincoln Project so much. That will be great for her vice presidential ambitions. Not she's going to go into the Scott Walker category of I really wish on Twitter that I could be the nominee for vice president.
Which of course I don't.
By the way, did you see Scott? Did you see Scott went on TV and said, this is awesome. It was like he pulled the Dick Cheney is what he did. Really? He said, the vice presidential nominee should be a governor or a former governor.
Maybe Trump yep. will put him in charge and he'll like Dick Cheney. He'll look around and he'll say, I've had a long process. I've interviewed people. I've decided the best person is me.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that great? That's
except hilarious.
He's no Dick Cheney. I can assure you of that.
He's no Dick Cheney. That's for sure. Trigby also, of
course. He might change his name to Dick, but he's not a Cheney.
Well said. Trigby also, like myself, a former Republican, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. He's worked for guys like Mitch McConnell and John McCain over the years. Also has fought authoritarianism around the world, including Eastern Europe. An authority, on that. We appreciate Trigby being here every Wednesday. Before the break, we were talking about the Michigan primary yesterday. And again, Trigby, I just want to get your thoughts on this because I was astounded by the lead up to it. And then Jeff Timmer, and thanks to you for putting me in contact in the last few months with him, Jeff Timmer was the perfect guest yesterday. Because here's a guy who, yeah. It was a former head of the Republican Party in Michigan, who, like you and I, have left, and he knows Michigan, he lives there, and he's like, look, unless this uncommitted stuff gets 200,000 votes or more, and unless you start going well over 20% of the actual vote on the Democratic side, it's nothing. Because it's basically the same what Hillary and Obama got in their respective elections in Michigan. And he said, you know, unless it's over 20% or more than 200,000 votes, it's nothing. And it lasts, I think it's going to settle out at around 13, 14% and around 100,000 votes. So there's really nothing to this, but yet the national media wants to build this up as some problem when, as Timmer said last night, the real issue here is what Republicans have to face in November, which is approximately a quarter of their electorate doesn't want to vote for their nominee.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the reality is, and I'm sure Jeff made this point because I learned it from Jeff, right? Gretchen Whitmer actually did not do as well amongst that element of that community, amongst the Muslim mm-hmm. community in Michigan, as Joe Biden had done in 2020, and she won in a landslide. I think, you know, but it does get to a bigger point. I was watching, I think he's the majority leader of the state assembly is a Muslim American from Dearborn. And he was trying to be very careful because I think he was on Aaron Burnett. Aaron Burnett actually asked him and played a clip of all the things Donald Trump has said about him. Are you really going to not vote for Joe Biden and put somebody who is a complete Islamophobe in the White House, who's going to really give Netanyahu carte blanche to do whatever he wants?
Right.
And that's the question we're all going to have to ask here. If you think that Joe Biden is too old, if you have reservations about, you know, his policies or whatever, you have to recognize democracy is on the line. If you think Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and Joe Biden is the only alternative you have that is viable, which is a fact, ultimately, you have to vote for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. No, totally.
You have to be strategic.
Totally agree. And isn't it, speaking of people of a certain age, octogenarians, 80-year-olds plus, here's somebody that the news media caught up with yesterday afternoon, an 80-year-old voter from Michigan. And I love this, the fact that she is just a with it 80-year-old who's not going to take crap from anybody. She was asked her thoughts on the election yesterday. Here's an 80-year-old Michigan voter yesterday after she got out of the voting booth.
NATO is a bulwark against Russian aggression, and he was ready to walk out of that. There are other ways he treated the people of Muslim religious background, his dirty mouth. I think he's pretty much an asshole, to coin a phrase. And it's terrifying to me at 80. To think that he would be one of the last presidents, he could decimate social programs that I've been committed to and worked on for a very long time. And so there's a whole variety, as well as his personal way of dealing with people and the world.
I mean, it takes an 80-year-old grandma just to put it on the line and say, look, he's an a-hole. That's why I didn't vote for him. I thought that was fantastic.
I mean, she's incredibly loquacious too. Clearly,
right?
Like Timmer. I mean, honestly, you know what the funny thing is I'm sure the reporter was chuckling when she did that too, right? But she summarizes what's at stake in the election, and you know, for all the all the hand rubbing that was going on in the media last night about uncommitted, Donald Trump has a far bigger problem with his base than Joe Biden has with his.
100%.
Now, with independent voters, they both have major problems and challenges. But again, at the end of the day, most of the independent voters, when push comes to shove, I think in key states, and I've said this a million times, if the presidential election and the fate of democracy has to be decided somewhere, I'm glad that it's going to be decided in Wisconsin and Michigan with voters like that.
Yeah.
Lady.
Absolutely. Speaking of Wisconsin, when we come back to the other side here, we're going to go back and we're going to hear from this Fox News interview from last weekend. Brett Baer, the Fox News host, actually challenged Trump, said right to his face, you lost the 2020 election. We're going to hear that. Trump brings up Wisconsin. Then we're going to hear what the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party had to say in response to that, or along those lines, on 60 Minutes. Of course, Andrew Hitt from my hometown of Richland Center, and talk to Trigvy about how this all impacts Wisconsin as we move through 2024. And who knows, we might bring up a Badger Boy State as well somewhere along the way. You never know. And there's also a great cut. Did you see this, Trigvy? Joe Biden went on Seth Meyers on his 10-year anniversary of Late Night and made a surprise appearance. We got a cut from that because Biden, to his credit,
He takes on the age issue. We're going to hear what President Biden has to say. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. More with Trygve Olson and your calls. 844-967-2789. It's the Tylenol Show for a Wednesday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. The enrollment period for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program is open now. Wisconsin Farm Service Agency Director Gene Schrieffer says they're working on training staff on the new software that implements this important safety net program.
The program was announced last Friday. It was published in the Federal Register on Monday. We had training, nationwide training on Tuesday. And of course, anytime you have training, there's going to be additional questions. But, staff is just learning to work through the ins and the outs to make sure that we do it correctly. We've been assured that the software has been thoroughly vetted and it will work properly. So we're confident on that end. But again, the first times we do something, for signups, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but our staff always rises to the occasion.
Gene Schrieffer along with us. He's the director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. He asks you for your patience with county staff during this training time. He says they already know producers that sign up will likely get a payment based on January's milk prices. We'll take a look at our commodity prices next.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Grain markets are brightening up midday on a Thursday. Cash corn is trading up 4 cents at 4.17 1/4. December new crop corn is up a penny and a quarter at 4.64 1/2. Cash beans are trading up a penny and 3/4 at 11.35 3/4. And November new crop beans are up a nickel and a quarter at 11.40 1/4. Cash wheat is up 10 3/4 cents at 5.81 3/4. And July new crop wheat is up 3 cents at 5.81 1/2. The March Class 3 milk contract is trading down 4 cents at 17.20 a hundredweight, but the April contract is up 4 cents at 17.53 a hundredweight. Looking ahead, the May Class 3 milk contract is trading down 7 cents at 17.70. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today, we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to the low 50s. Winds will become a bit breezy, though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow, too, we'll bump up to the mid-50s. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
KripesCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of lacrosse.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on a Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. In for an ailing Mr. Zomers, we have Mr. Davison. I feel like Sam Davison, you know, there was Brad Davison who played for the Wisconsin Badgers probably when you were going to school there, right? Playing basketball. And the announcer, the great PA announcer, Mike, I always forget his last name, at the Kohl Center, he used to say, Sam Davison. So I feel like we should, it was Brad, but I think.
Maybe I'm a fake Badger. I never went to a basketball game.
You never did?
No.
Wow. But sports aren't really your big thing. You're
not huge, no. Yeah. I went to a couple hockey games and football games, but.
And speaking of hockey, I mean, the men's hockey team has gone from worst under their new coaches. They're playing for a Big Ten championship against Michigan State at the Kohl this weekend.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Hot ticket. Are you going?
They're really good.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Ranked sixth in the country.
I know. I mean, it's exciting. Basketball team.
You know, Todd, when I came out and co-hosted for you, I forgot my warm weather gear. Talk about that.
Really?
Seriously, I forgot my stocking cap.
Come on.
So I went down to the bookstore and I bought so much Badger hockey gear. I bought a hoodie,
nice.
Bought a t-shirt, I bought a stocking cap. I'm all loaded up.
You're set to go.
Good.
Oh, they are very good.
They are really good.
Trigvi Olsen.
And I got to give a shout out. River Falls High School boys hockey team has made it to the state tournament for the second time.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Yep.
Way to go up there. So how far is it away from River Falls where you grew up to Sam, where you grew up? I'm not sure.
From River Falls to Ringle?
Yeah.
Probably like 2.5 hours.
A little ways. All right.
Yeah. My girlfriend is from right over in that area. She's from River Falls.
Oh, really?
So
look at that.
No way.
Sam dating a River Falls girl.
What's the last name?
Schmidt. Pretty generic last name.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Here we have a love connection on the Todd Allball show.
Yeah.
Honestly, good. I don't know which Schmidt it's family it's from, but good stock regardless.
Oh, look at that. Choice, see? Sam. Winner, winner. Trigvi Olsen, a senior.
Beautiful people from River Falls, Todd.
No complaints.
Very true.
No complaints here. Trigvi Olsen, like myself, a former Republican, joins us every Wednesday. He is a senior advisor with the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, want to play this one, this cut, talking about the fact that, look, I mean, Joe Biden is his age that he is, you know. He can't change that, right? He made a surprise appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers because Biden was a guest on the first edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers 10 years ago when he was vice president. And he popped in and Seth Meyers just said, hey, let's talk about the age issue. I thought Biden handled it well, but let's see what you think. Here is President Biden this week on Seth Meyers.
You mentioned some classified materials, some documents recently leaked, some classified documents. And this isn't a gotcha show, but I do want to ask about it, that says you are currently 81 years old.
Who the hell told you that?
Yeah.
That's classified.
All jokes aside, according to recent polling, this is a real concern for American voters. How do you address that concern going forward as you come up to the 2024 election?
Well, a couple things. Number one, you got to take a look at the other guy. He's about as old as I am, but he can't remember his wife's name.
Yeah.
And, number one. Number two, it's about how old your ideas are. Look, I mean, this is a guy who wants to take us back. He wants to take us back on Roe v. Wade. He wants to take us back on a whole range of issues that are 50, 60 years, they've been solid American positions. And I really mean this sincerely. I think it's about the future. And every single thing we've done, I think we've got some good things done. Everything, and they told us we couldn't get them done because things were so divided. But I think everything we've gotten done, he's just friendly stated he wants to do away with if he gets elected. And I really think his views on
where to take America are older than... Anyway, I don't want to get caught.
So there you go. That was President Biden on the age issue. Trigby, you're a longtime political consultant, worked on presidential politics. What do you think of that?
Yeah, he was good. I mean, and then, you know, at one point he put on his sunglasses and did the dark right. Brandon thing, right. Which is, you know, one of the things, and I actually learned this when I was in McConnell world as sort of these sort of social media kind of, as the environment developed, right? Mm-hmm. Is when you have, sometimes the best thing to do is just embrace the attacks when the attacks are crazy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the dark Brandon thing is really funny because, you know, they started off thinking we're going to do this Let's Go Brandon thing. And they're like, fine, we'll just take it to a different level. Yeah.
And for those that aren't familiar, without getting with keeping an FCC compliance, for those that aren't familiar, when you see flags or posters, you hear people say, Let's Go Brandon. This has become a mega insider thing for F Joe Biden, and they use the whole word.
Right.
And so instead of saying F Joe Biden, it's Let's Go Brandon. And I don't know where that came from or whatever. But so, I mean, and so the Biden people created this dark Brandon where this, these social accounts where they just kind of go after Trump. And it's good. I think it's hilarious. So,
yeah, we did the same thing. You know, there was some guy accused McConnell of running a cocaine ring through his family.
And really?
So we just started doing everything hashtag cocaine Mitch. Like he was somebody from Breaking Bad.
If you'd like to ask trivia question or weigh in, we'd love to have your call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go up to beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. By the way, that promo has been making this rounds of the airwaves here where you were talking to Stephen in Green Bay about not red hats or blue hats, but green and gold. People love that. We've been running all over. So let's go to Green Bay. Green Bay, thanks for listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what other promo was making its way around Green Bay? The one where you said that don't drive in Green Bay, take a horse because of the parking ticket. That one's going around too, Todd.
Here's my idea. Trigby, did you hear this? I said, let's find out how much the revenue that Green Bay gets from all these goofy parking tickets and have the new president of the Packers incoming next year agree that, you know, what can it be, $250,000, whatever, that the Packers are going to donate that to the city of Green Bay every year and free parking in downtown Green Bay. I said,
I love it.
Right? Todd for mayor of Green Bay. Anyway, that's what's going around.
Well, let me tell you, Todd, yesterday was Founders Day in Green Bay. It was Green Bay's 170th birthday. And I went to it, and I think I know where your parking ticket money was going based on the lavish amenities that they had at this Founders Day celebration.
But let me quickly add, I love Green Bay. It's great people. It's a great city. So anyway.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
What do you got for us?
And this is what I got to say about the whole Biden thing. I think the Democratic Party really has a messaging problem. And they're too worried about being seen as bullies or seen in a negative light, talking against the Republican Party. And they really need to start doing so because the Republican Party has no problem bashing the Democratic Party about things that the Democratic Party didn't even really do. The Republican Party's fractured. I think evidence of that is Michigan, where they're literally fighting against themselves, trying to figure out who the real Republicans are. And if the Democrats could just message a little better, I think they would have a much better chance switching more of those independent voters towards the Democratic Party.
Stephen, thanks for the call. Trigby, what say you?
Well, I'm going to be a little careful in how I answer this because I can't really speak for the Democratic Party. I can say one of the things that I've learned through my Lincoln Project experiences, and I think we fight like Republicans because we all come out of Republican politics and how we message things at the Lincoln Project, at least. But, you know, here's the thing. Republicans, when you come up in Republican politics, you're taught to create narratives. And so Republicans inherently build narratives around values. Democrats it seems, based on my experiences, and they may be far better people for doing this, tend to be far more focused on trying to create narratives around policy or talking about policy. And the reality is, in the game that we're in, certainly, the one against autocrats, autocrats build narratives, and even when they're ridiculous, right? And I'll give you an example. You know, Vladimir Putin, what was the war in Ukraine about at the outset for Putin, Todd? He was going to denazify it, right?
Yes.
Which is ridiculous, given that Zelensky is Jewish, amongst other things. But it's a narrative. That's what they do. They build narratives, and they throw out anything that they can and see what sticks and what is getting people to respond. And I thought Mike Johnson coming out of that meeting yesterday was fascinating, because he says the biggest issue for Americans is the border. That's not even true. It is the biggest issue for Republicans. It's not the biggest issue for Americans.
Very interesting.
But that's building narratives. That's right. Because they built narratives.
Right.
That's why the caravans only seem to be coming and the border crisis only seems to happen within 8 months of an election.
See, that's funny how that works, isn't it? 844-967-2789. I want to go back over the weekend. Fox News' Bret Baier. And it's funny also how Fox News has gotten a little religion on truth after a $700+ million lawsuit in the Dominion case. But the Trumpster was on Fox News' Bret Baier. I want to play some of this, and then we're going to play Andrew Hitt's response. Here was Trump with Bret Baier on Fox talking about elections and how he's going to attract suburban female voters.
What do you say to that female independent suburban voter who feels that way, to win her back?
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot, okay? Let's get that straight. I won in 2020.
You know that this,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, you take a look at Truth to Vote, where they have people stuffing the ballot boxes on tapes, or
let's go to recent.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go to recent. FBI Twitter. Let's go to recent. The 51 agents, all corrupt stuff, Brett.
Understand about the Hunter Biden.
No, but that's
all
cheating
fair
on
things.
The election. But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Brett, you take a look at all of the stuffed ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread
fraud. We're trying to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread
cast.
Corruption, there was not a sense of that. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of judges that you appointed.
Look at Wisconsin.
That came out with Wisconsin no evidence.
Wisconsin has practically admitted it was rigged. Other states are doing the same right now, and it's continuing.
There have been reviews of every election. Potential case of voter fraud in six battleground states, and they found fewer than 475 cases.
You know why? Because they didn't look at the right things.
Okay, are you going
to
be...
They were counting
ballots.
All right,
enough of that. Let's stop that one, Sam. Do we have time to do the Hitt one now, or do I come back after the break and do that one?
Probably after the break.
All right, after the break. So there was Trump. And again, you know, finally, I mean, do you think it was the Dominion lawsuit, Trigby? Well, what is it that suddenly that some of these people at Fox have finally gotten? Bret Baier and Neil Cavuto are finally getting some pushing back and actually telling Trump the truth or Fox viewers the truth. Do you think the Dominion lawsuit had a lot to do with that, or what's the cause of this?
So I think the Dominion lawsuit clearly had some impact. I would say Cavuto and Bret are a little different. Bret Baier is a real journalist, quite frankly. And in the, I mean, I know Bret a little bit. He's actually, as a human being, he's an amazingly good guy. But, you know, Bret Baier has a tendency to have called this stuff out. A lot of people on the left don't like Bret Baier, just like a lot of people on the right might not like Nicole Wallace. Both of them are real journalists. So it doesn't surprise me. I think the more important thing for people in Wisconsin is Donald Trump is disparaging the good name of the people of Wisconsin.
The clerks.
Honestly, like the clerks, just residents of Wisconsin.
Right?
Right? He's playing people for fools who want to go on and say that in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, the point gets made often, but you never hear any of the politicians, if the elections were rigged, you never hear Scott Fitzgerald say, oh yeah, the elections were rigged, I didn't win, right? Or any of these guys,
Glenn
Ron
Grossman.
Johnson, all the rest of them, Glenn Grossman.
Do nothing,
right?
Derek
Donald
Van Orton.
Trump is insulting people from Wisconsin. And quite frankly, he's playing them for fools. And I will tell you, as I said before, my favorite place in the world, St. Croix Bridge. Don't do that to people in Wisconsin. Best people in the world.
When we come back on the other side, we'll hear from the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, Andrew Hitt. What does he have to say about Trump's claims? Also, Troy from Mount Horeb, Trigby Olson. I'm Todd Allball along with Sam. This is the Civic.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Eagle 1490 AM, WLCX.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle, 1490 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle, 1490 AM, WLCX, and on the Civic Media app. Eagle, 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, February 28th. Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us as per usual on Wednesday. Lots to get to here. Go to the phone lines in just a minute, so hang on to the lines. But before we do, right before the break, we played that Fox News clip where Bret Baier pushed back on Donald Trump, saying, no, your claim of 2020 election fraud is inaccurate. Even your own judges, all these court cases, there is no significant evidence of any result-changing election fraud from 2020. Trump remained adamant. Here now is what the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, Andrew Hitt, told Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes last weekend about that same election.
The Supreme Court ultimately declined to hear the Trump campaign's lawsuit in Wisconsin.
What do you think about Donald Trump continuing to claim that the 2020 election was stolen?
It wasn't stolen. It wasn't stolen in Wisconsin.
This past December, Andrew Hitt and Wisconsin's other Republican electors settled a civil lawsuit against them by some of the state's Democratic electors. They admitted they signed a document that was used as part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Hitt resigned as chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party in August 2021. He's cooperated with the January 6th committee.
Using our electors in ways that we weren't told about and we wouldn't have supported.
And he says he's also cooperated with federal prosecutors. He maintains he and the other fake electors in Wisconsin were tricked.
Whenever anybody sees our text messages, our emails, our documents, they understand, they know, their conclusion is we were tricked. The January 6th committee saw it. Jack Smith specifically in his indictment refers to some of the electors were tricked. That was us.
Trigby, I want to get to the phone calls, but I still want to get your take on this quickly on Andrew Hitt's comments you just heard.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing is that, you know, Rick Wilson, my colleague, wrote a book, Everything Trump Touches Dies. And here's the thing. All these people keep learning the lesson. If you do Donald Trump's bidding, eventually you get hung out to dry. I mean, Andrew Hitt has paid a real price for doing what they knew. If you look at some of the documents that have been released, they knew that this was wrong. We've right. talked about it in the past.
Right? Yeah. I, again, Andrew Hitt is with Michael Best, a prominent law firm here in Madison. His specialty is election law. I just don't simply buy that he was tricked into doing this. And this week we saw last week, not only is Andrew Hitt now gone, but the executive director of the Republican Party for a long time, Mark Jefferson, a guy I know well, he is now stepping down. I mean, you know Republican politics, particularly Wisconsin, better than anybody else. When you verify, Trigby, to have your executive director step down in an election year, let alone 5 months before hosting a national convention, that ain't right. That's not the usual form.
That is bad optics, and usually where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Mount Horeb and Troy. And Mount Horeb, thanks for calling in. Troy, what say you?
Hi. Joe Biden thing, that started at a NASCAR race. And the guy who won the race was named Brandon.
Right.
And the woman was interviewing him, and the people in the crowd behind him were chanting F Joe Biden, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
And she thought they were saying, let's go, Brandon. And she says, boy, they really like you, don't they?
Yeah, that, so I forgot
how that all started.
I appreciate the history on that. I'd forgotten that's where it started at. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Troy. It's just weird. And again, it's small in my opinion. But hey, thanks for the history lesson, Joe, absolutely. Or Troy. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling. Just got a couple minutes left. Make it quick. What say you?
Hello?
Yep, Karina, you're on. Quickly, please.
Hi, Todd. You know what? It's an interesting progression with Andrew, dude. At first, he was saying he's a specialist on the voting. He knows he's right and everything like that. Then he said, oh, my God, I've been fooled. And now, all of a sudden, his narrative is we got fooled. So now he makes a lot of people, not just me, and I'm representing everybody who got hurt.
Yeah. No, it's interesting how it changes. Always appreciate your call, Karina. Thank you very much. Trigby, I just think that the important part of that clip from Andrew Hitt was now that he's, you know, facing his own indictments, perhaps federally and here in Wisconsin, his own rear end is on the line. At least he's finally telling the truth, and that is he is admitting, we shouldn't have to say the word admit, but he is acknowledging that the 2020 election in Wisconsin was not stolen, as Trump continues to claim. And if you're the chair of the Republican Party now, our friend Brian Schimming, Trigvi, you have your immediate predecessor saying that your nominee is wrong. You have the former Speaker of the House from Janesville saying your nominee is wrong and I'm not voting for him, neither of whom are going to be at the Republican convention. And on the other side with Trump, former Governor Scott Walker, Badger Boy State Scott Walker, and do-nothing Derek Van Orden. I mean, I wouldn't want Schimming's job right now.
Well, I think Schimming has wanted that job for a long time.
Well, sure he has.
It's, you know, I think Brian's job is complicated, but Brian, again, like Reince Priebus and Andrew Hitt and the rest of these guys, they all know what they're getting into when they take those jobs as it relates to Trump.
Right.
They just do. And, you know, I think people in Wisconsin are going to ultimately reject that. I think they're going to reject the idea that we're abandoning our role in terms of global leadership in Ukraine. I think they're going to, reject the fact that the U.S. House is in the chaos it's in because of people like Derek Van Orden. I think they're going to reject the idea that things like the Wisconsin idea and conservationism and bedrocks of what the Republican Party used to stand for in Wisconsin are under attack.
1 minute left, speed round, two things. Do the Republicans vacate the chair to get Ukrainian aid passed? And do we avoid a government shutdown?
I hate to say this, but I'm uncertain on both of them where we're going to end up. It's hard to say. I wish I could give you an answer that in the affirmative on both, but I can't because the level of crazy has reached a point where it's almost impossible to predict.
Yeah. And now that McConnell's stepping down, that could be filled with even more crazy in the U.S. Senate. Stepping down in November, I should say. It's stepping down in November from his leadership. With us until the end, our friend Trigvi Olson, Lincoln Project. Thank you so much, Trigvi, for joining us. We will see you next Wednesday.
Yep.
Thank you so much. We'll see you on the other side.
This is the talk you can't ignore, even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above lacrosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden and former President Trump making separate visits today to the Texas border to discuss the record.